Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Rafer.
Kristen.
Rafer!
What?
Do you know what that sound in my voice is?
It's a high-pitched, it's a feverish sound.
It's the sound of Linsanity.
Linsanity.
That's right. I'm feeling the Jeremy Linspiration right now.
I've heard it's going around.
Yeah. You've heard about this Jeremy Lin, huh?
Yeah, I have. He's a little something.
Yeah, he's like the most Googled guy out there in the internets right now.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
The most Googled guy? That's saying a lot.
Yeah.
More than Lady Gaga? More than...
Yeah, people love him.
Wow.
He's the new point guard for the New York Knicks.
Yes.
You may have heard of him.
Well, I knew as you know, Kristen, I'm sort of sports challenged, and so I don't really follow things. I didn't know he was a point guard, but I did at least know that he was on the Knicks.
Yes, and he's been on the cover of all the New York papers,
yeah,
as well as the cover of Sports Illustrated this next week.
He's
everywhere right now, and people are totally feeling Lin. I was about to do another pun, but it didn't even work. I don't even know what to say. Law and order. Criminal intent.
Oh, Kristen.
Oh, yes.
Man.
Yes. So, you know what I thought would be fun for us to do today?
All right, what?
I thought, why don't we do a Jeremy Lin-inspired movie podcast? Because everybody's
what
saying...
What an idea.
Everybody's saying his story is just like a movie,
yeah, that's
after
true.
All.
You know what? I hear that. I have heard that a lot.
Yeah, it's... something they say constantly. By they, I mean all the media, all the fans, and so on. But you know what? Before we do that, let's introduce ourselves. This is Kristen Meinzer, producer for The Takeaway.
And I'm Rafer Guzman, movie critic for Newsday, and this is Movie Date.
Let's talk about this movie script. The script that
people are saying that if you pitched it, nobody would buy it.
Nobody would buy it
because it's too unbelievable.
Yeah, it's just too ridiculous. We have this kid from California. His name's Jeremy Lin. His parents immigrated there from Taiwan early 1970s.
Okay.
And his dad loves basketball and raised his kids to play basketball.
So far, a great all-American story.
Yeah, taught his kids how to play basketball at the Y. They spent hours at the gym just playing basketball. And Jeremy Lin ends up being a really terrific player. He leads his high school to the state championship. And then when he graduates, does not get a single offer to go on... to get a scholarship, a sports scholarship.
There's your act one ending.
Yes.
Right there.
Perfect. He settles for Harvard.
Oh, okay. All right. All right.
Harvard, which does not give sports scholarships. So he plays for Harvard. And I think you might know this, Rafer. The Ivy League is not celebrated for its outstanding athletic programs.
I have heard that. Although, doesn't Princeton have a pretty well-known basketball team? Don't they do pretty well?
I think they're okay, but...
Duke, maybe? I don't know. Okay, but all right.
But you don't frequently hear, like, oh, and the number one draft pick from Harvard.
You're right. Okay. All right.
And after he graduates from Harvard... the NBA world's a little lukewarm on him.
Mm-hmm.
He does eventually end up on a couple of teams, both of which drop him. And then he ends up on a third team, the New York Knicks, which mostly keep him on the bench.
Right.
And then due to injuries, he ends up starting. He ends up playing.
Right, because one of their superstar players, right, had gotten injured? Am I mixing this up?
There's one who's injured. There's one who had a death in the family. And then there were a couple of other injuries and so on. And so they say, fine, we'll put this kid out there, this Jeremy Lin, who's nobody's ever heard of before.
Right. Let's get the water boy on the field.
And he just goes nuts.
Right.
He goes nuts. He scores like crazy. People are just, they can't believe how fantastic he is. Why did nobody know about this guy? Why weren't people recruiting him? Why weren't they paying him millions of dollars?
Right,
he's
right.
Broken all sorts of records.
He's not making that much money. If I remember, he's making something
minimum
like
wage for the NBA.
$800,000 or it's under a million
it's
or
under
something?
It's under $800,000.
Wow,
he makes the minimum wage for the NBA.
I'm not saying I'd complain, but I'm just saying.
I would love to make $750,000
sure.
a year. I'm not saying anything's
good
wrong
Lord.
With it. But it is the minimum wage for the NBA.
I don't know. How do you survive on that in New York? That's what I want to know. How do you survive on 700? $750,000.
For a long time, he was sleeping on his brother's couch.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right, because he wasn't sure if they were going to keep him in the Knicks, right?
Yeah.
And so he wasn't sure if he wanted to get a place to stay, right?
Yeah, so we have the story of the total underdog. He's sleeping on his brother's couch. He shows up at Madison Square Garden, and the guards won't let him in because they say they don't believe he plays for the Knicks because he doesn't look like a player.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And then
a good that's a perfect script moment.
Yeah.
That totally that goes
moment.
In the script.
And then and then now he's breaking all these records. Since the ABA and the NBA merged, no starter has ever scored as much as him.
So it's incredible.
He's phenomenal. He's great. And he's just this very humble kid, 23 years old. He never really takes credit for anything. When he's being interviewed on the court, he says, "Oh, really? I just have a great team here. I'm so lucky to be playing with these guys." He never says, "You're right, I'm awesome." He never does that athlete thing where it's like, "I'm number one."
Right.
Yeah, he never does that.
And he is, I think, he's Christian as well.
Yes.
And I think one of the differences people keep pointing out to me is that he's, but he's not ostentatious about it the way that Tim Tebow is.
That
right?
is correct. You know Tim Tebow's name?
Of course I know Tim Tebow. Come on.
You don't even like sports and you know who Tim Tebow is. Good job.
I'm going to give a shout out to two journalists I know. One is my friend Eric German, who works at The Daily, who has told me everything I know about Tim Tebow. And the other person, not a journalist, my friend Dave O'Recklin, who is a big basketball fan. And everything I know about Jeremy Lin, I know from Dave. Shout out to those two guys. If it were not from them, I'd be sitting here completely silent during this podcast.
Well, now there's going to be a lot more to say because we've decided to make today a day to talk about our favorite Linspirational movies.
Now, here's one thing about the basketball movie genre.
Okay.
Okay. Let me throw this out there and see if you think this is true about sports movies. I think they tend to fall into certain categories based on sports. All right. I think if you've got a football movie, it's usually a drama. I think if you've got a baseball movie, it's usually a heart warmer. Hockey, I think for obvious reasons, lends itself to comedy. But basketball movies are all about teamwork. And they're never, as far as I can remember, not that I've seen a lot of basketball movies, they're never about sort of the one guy. Isn't it usually kind of about the team?
I think it's about the team, unless it's a heart-wrenching documentary designed to show you how awful the world is. Like Hoop Dreams.
Okay.
You've seen Hoop Dreams, right?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Hoop Dreams is all about the individual, the idea of NBA being almost like a lottery ticket out of your low-income, very violent, tough urban world. And all you want to do is just win this lottery ticket, get signed to the NBA.
Right.
And boy, is it tragic.
Right.
Boy, is it tragic. And you're just counting on it. And we know Jeremy Lin wouldn't have been in that situation. I mean, he came from a family where his parents are engineers. And
Is that right?
Yeah,
okay. So it's sort of, is he like a middle class, upper middle class
family?
Yeah,
he's from Palo Alto.
Yeah, from Palo Alto, right.
Yeah.
Right.
And so he's, you know, he wasn't going to be homeless or living in projects if this didn't happen for him.
Right.
And he even did an internship with, I think it was a congressman or a senator his senior year of high school and so on.
Right.
So he was going to be fine.
All right.
So it's not quite Hoop Dreams, but...
is it Hoosiers? It's not really Hoosiers, though.
Hoosiers. Well, Hoosiers is about teamwork.
It's about teamwork, right? Yeah, I mean, it's
and about trying to make it.
And sort of overcoming your demons, I think, in a way as well, right? So that's not really Jeremy Lin.
No, it's not. In some ways, it's a little Bend It Like Beckham. And Bend It Like Beckham is the story of the daughter of Asian immigrant parents who decides to pursue soccer. But it's a little different because, again, Jeremy Lin... His family supported his basketball dreams. In Bend It Like Beckham, she has to hide it.
She can't
let them know that she plays soccer because it's so unladylike.
Because it's unladylike, right.
Yes.
But there are some parallels there because, you know, the idea that you're an Asian guy, no one believes that you're playing basketball. Like the guards you're saying in Madison Square Garden, you know, like how does an Asian guy wind up on a basketball team? You know, there's some parallels there.
Absolutely. And I think that the media is having a very complicated relationship with race and how to talk about it with this whole story because a lot of people want to say, no, race doesn't factor in. But personally, I think race does factor in here because we do have expectations about what our athletes look like and what our...
Totally.
Yeah. And, sports and race have always been intermingled. Think about White Men Don't Jump.
We know immediately
when we hear that title, it's about basketball.
Right.
We know that's what it's about because
right.
and anybody who denies that race and sports crossover in any way, I think is delusional.
Well, and hasn't he reportedly, I'm not sure how you sort of quantify this, but hasn't he reportedly brought out this this whole like sudden demographic of Asians and Asian Americans who are suddenly watching basketball because of him?
I am one of them.
And you're one of them.
I'm totally one of them. Yes. Normally I'm like, eh, Knicks,
yeah.
Whatever.
Right.
Whatever. They don't win. They're fine.
Right.
It's okay. But
right.
Now since Jeremy Lin has been starting, I love watching the Knicks.
There you go.
I'm super, super excited. As an Asian American, I can't tell you how exciting it is to see somebody who is part of pop culture, who looks like me, who's
uh-huh.
an American, who's not an import like Yao Ming, but
yeah,
he talks
right.
like, well, some people would say he doesn't talk like me because I talk Minnesotan, but you know what I'm saying.
I do know what
yeah,
you're saying.
And yeah, and it's just so great to see that. I love seeing that. Well,
he's a folk hero.
Yes.
He's a folk hero. And that's a total movie script, right? I mean, as you and I know, we just saw Man on a Ledge, right?
Yeah.
a ridiculous film. But even that film, they had to make the guy a freaking folk hero, right? All of a sudden, everyone in New York is cheering for the guy on the ledge because we all just love a folk hero so much.
Yes,
right?
We love a folk hero. And we love
so
kind
that
of,
fits the script.
Yeah, and we love kind of an ordinary guy hero, though. He reminds me a little bit of Spider-Man.
Hmm.
Think about Peter Parker. He's kind of unassuming. He's kind of skinny.
Yeah,
he's not,
true.
He doesn't look like Superman
right.
at all.
Right.
And that's one of the reasons why we really love Peter Parker, because he is somebody kind
right,
of
exactly.
like you and me, right?
That's exactly right.
And that's, I'm not saying I'm like Jeremy Lin. I probably would not beat him on the court.
I'm guessing not, Kristen. I'm guessing not.
Yes. I don't think I'm going to kill him in a slam dunk contest.
Right.
But the idea that he's closer to being kind of a normal everyman than a Superman, I
mm-hmm.
think is part of his appeal.
Sure. Sure.
To a lot of us, I think it is.
Right. Yeah.
So, Rafer, I know you don't love sports movies. I know that you don't know that much about sports.
True. All true.
But if you were to pitch this story, who or how would you pitch this? Would you have somebody in mind to star in it? What would you do?
The star is a tough one, right? I mean, how many
Asian Americans do we have in Hollywood?
It's really true.
We have Harold and Kumar.
I was going to say, you've got John Cho, right? And, you know, I don't think that's going to work. I don't know. That is a tough one. There aren't that. What you'd have to do is you'd have to go with an unknown. You'd have to, like
just
you did.
Just like Jeremy Lin.
Just like Jeremy Lin. That's true. That's right.
Yeah. But I guess Hollywood would have to catch up with the NBA in order for that to happen, because we'd have to have more household name Asian men. Asian American men in Hollywood, right?
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, because it could be some great undiscovered, you know, 19-year-old actor or something out there is waiting for his big break, and you know, this would be
the
Jeremy Lin story. You know, it would have to be something better titled than that, of course.
So, after all this talking about Jeremy Lin, are you feeling Lin-tastic? Are you in like Flynn? Are you in it to Lin it? Say it, Rachel. How are you feeling?
You're, I can't even do it. You're so fast. I can't even keep up with it. Maybe you could beat him on the court.
Oh, man. If only. Jeremy Lin, if you're listening, I'm in it to Lin it with you.